Here's a thought I'll title, Mastering the Craft versus Photography. In essence, I want to talk about feelings. As I think back to all the workshops and classes I've taken in my 50 years of photography, and boy, there has been a bunch of them. As far as that goes, even now, scouring the internet for articles and examples of photography in the creative life, I can't remember a single one that centered on what I felt or what I wanted to express as the core of being a photographer, of being an artist. I can remember endless discussions and demonstrations about the craft of photography. Those are everywhere. But the more I tried to think about conversations about being an artist, I could only come up with a few. I did a workshop with David Bales and Ted Orland where we talked about photography not being a topic fundamentally about craft. But the one that really comes to mind was a moment at a workshop in 1983 with Bruce Barnbaum. We were out doing a field session, and we were all supposed to find something to photograph, set up a composition, and then have Bruce come over and look through our camera and help us with things like exposure and zone system and blah, blah, blah. At least that was the assignment. I had my view camera set up on my tripod, pointing down on a little trickle of water coming through the rocks. Bruce came over, looked through my camera, popped out from behind the dark cloth, looked at the little stream, back under the dark cloth to look at my composition. Finally, he said, just one question. Why do you want to photograph that? And at the time, I was sort of nonplussed. I thought he was being mean. He was exhibiting sort of an uncalled-for sternness in a workshop that I'd paid good money to have him teach. But isn't it interesting that for years now, for decades, that's the question that I remembered because he got right to the heart of the matter. Why do you want to photograph that? That's a hard question. It might be a little easier if we simply reword that a bit. What do you want to experience? Why do you want to capture it and share it with others? That's what photography is all about, at least as an art medium it is. Yeah, we have to master the craft. Yeah, back in those days, I was struggling with the zone system and exposure and development and trying to get a decent-looking print, and so I had to put a lot of time and effort and energy into that in order to improve the look of my finished photographs. But of course, all of those techniques exist in service to some sort of content. And Bruce was asking me about content. Why did I want to photograph that? If you don't know that, then how do you make all the appropriate technical decisions, including some rather mundane things like cropping, like exposure and development for getting certain kinds of tones, for shadow detail and highlight detail, and what's important and what isn't. And all of that is in service to, why do you want to photograph that? Even to this day, most of the workshops that I see advertised, the conferences that I attend, the YouTube videos I see, they're all about the craft of photography and not about what I might characterize as the spirit of photography, the essence of being an artist. And I guess that's why I keep pounding on that issue, because I know you've heard me talk about this before. It comes down to, in my mind, something rather obvious. Photography is an expensive, time-consuming, stress-inducing pursuit. And if we don't understand why it's important to us, aren't we likely to miss some important elements of not only motivation, but purpose and objectives and goals and what photography means to us? I guess in the cosmic scale of things, I tend to think that mastering the craft of photography is far less important than mastering our feelings about what we want to photograph, why we want to photograph it, who we want to share it with, why we want to share it. Those are way more important than mastering craft. And in my 50 years, I've encountered, I can't even begin to count, the number of photographers who have had command of the craft. But when I look at their pictures, they're just sort of empty. And conversely, I can't tell you how many photographers I've seen whose craft might be a little suspect or maybe purposely undervalued. But nonetheless, the content of their images are so striking, it goes right to my heart and soul. So I guess the operative question for this short little thought is, what's more important for you to master? The craft of photography or the artistic expression that is the essence of photography? And although there's no question that we need both aspects of making photographs, both the craft and the heart and soul, in terms of weighing them, it seems to me that heart and soul is well more than half of what we need to master. I remember a workshop I took years ago with Stuart Harvey, who put it this way, and I think beautifully. He said he would much rather have an artist and teach them how to run a camera than have a camera enthusiast and try to teach them about art. The world may not be quite that black and white, but I think he was on to something.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.